Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick, someone tell me I need glasses, and not just because they would look amazing on me.
What are you doing here, Birdie?
Brinley, you know this girl?
Unfortunately.
This makes no sense. You can't be Badger's sister.
Oh, stop calling me Badger!
Go back in, Bruce. I'll be up soon.
Okay, but be fast. I can't wait to hear the rest of your presentation on spores. The introduction was fascinating.
Aw, you'd better not be lying.
Did I get hit on the head? Am I hallucinating?
How do you know my little brother?
He's not your little brother, Brinley. I don't know how he ended up in your house or why he doesn't remember me, but the truth is out there. And I'm gonna be all up in it.
Oh gosh, I'm super scared. What are you gonna do? Pelt me with Shopkins till I tell you everything? Goodbye, Bratty Anders.
My name is not Bratty, it's... Oh, I see what you did there. Not nice!
Hot popcorn plus no homework equals TV binge time. You with me, Cyrus?
I'll watch while I work on Hermione. Never finished patching her back up after taking out Hovey's brain.
Your call. Just don't be too loud. Okay, I didn't mean you had to be dead silent. If you need to use that hammer or whatever, go ahead. Cyrus, you okay over there?
You really fell 4 stories?
Yeah.
And landed on concrete without so much as a bruise.
Pretty much.
Makes you wonder if anything could kill you.
Makes you wonder.
Oh, come on, you have to be curious.
Not really. And quit waving that hammer around. You could hit somebody. Wait.
What?
No!
What?
You want to hit me with that hammer to see if it hurts me.
I do not.
I can see it in your eyes.
Holiday, I would never think to hit you with a hammer. But, since you bring it up...
No.
Just your pinky.
No!
Teensy tiny tap.
We're done here.
Sigh! Holly!
Birdie, are you holding a frog?
You better get that thing out of the house.
Bruce!
You named the frog Bruce?
No, Bruce Brinley's brother.
Brinley doesn't have a brother.
Brinley's brother Bruce is Badger.
Oh, it's a tongue twister. But Brinley's brother Bruce can't be Badger because boys become, bigger by...
Blowing boogers.
Badger is back!
Badger?
What? I saw him at the science museum, but you guys, he didn't remember me. He didn't remember anything.
Are you sure it was him?
Yes, I'm sure. I followed him home, which ended up being Brinley's house. He lives with Brinley. He thinks she's his sister.
This makes no sense.
That's what I said, but it happened. Don't believe me? Go see for yourself.
Come on, Javi.
Wait, Holiday, you're really going to Brinley's?
If what Birdie says is true, how can I not go? It's Brinley.
I'll get the door for you.
And there she goes. It's so cool when Holiday rides the hoverboard. Right, Froggy? She thought I named you Bruce. Bruce the Frog. I like that.
Seriously, Birdie, put that thing outside.
I feel you, Hovey. Brinley's house is as creepy in the daytime as it is at night. Okay, see that window up there? That's the weird storage room. I know that because I snooped around in it the night we broke in. I'll bet that's where Badger is staying. If you could just float me up there real slow and quiet-like. Good. Up, up, a little closer. Okay, stop here. Wow, Birdie was right. That's Badger on the bed. I'll try to get his attention. He saw me. Here he comes.
Whoa! Are you flying? How are you doing that?
Serious deja vu right now.
Huh?
Sorry, it's just the first time we met, you were hovering outside my window. Only you were five stories up, and I was the one who didn't remember anything. Wait, do you really not remember anything?
Well, I have no clue who you are, so there's that.
How can you not know me? We're like practically related. You used to have a hoverboard like mine. You were so good on it. I bet you still know how to ride it. Wanna try? Come on, Badger, don't be scared.
Did you say Badger? Someone else called me that today.
My sister, Birdie.
Your Birdie's sister? Holiday Anders. There's no way I'm going anywhere with you.
Hey, I'm Isabella Dennison. I play Casey in 6 Minutes Out of Time. For more awesome adventures, head on over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.